If we are supposed to emulate the ways of Hashem, why is there a mitzvah not to put a stumbling block in front of the blind, if Hashem is constantly doing so? I'm referring to all of the difficulties that come up throughout the day that seem insurmountable, and especially for all those people in the world who are blind and haven't been zocheh to see the emes of the Torah. Anonymous from Israel. First of all, we are not supposed to emulate the ways of Hashem. Hashem wreaks destruction in the world also when it's necessary. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to emulate the midos, the character traits of Hashem. Not everything that God does. God makes it rain. We're not supposed to make it rain. But the midos of Hashem we're supposed to emulate. In addition, God doesn't put a stumbling block in front of the blind. The stumbling block in front of the blind is to make the person or aid the person in doing something wrong. The challenges that God gives people is because he understands that this is the best thing for their neshama, and because we have free choice, we can make the best of it. And God's intention is that we should make the best of it. So that is not at all putting a stumbling block in front of the blind. Putting a stumbling block in front of the blind is aiding a person to do something that is wrong and helping him to do something that is yetzer hara, blinds his eyes from seeing the truth and seeing what is really right.